And the last thing I want to go over is deciding whether or not we have a power problem at the very bottom of that sheet. If P is less than 0.05, we're going to reject the null, and we have enough power by definition. If you rejected the null, you had enough statistical power, you had a big enough sample size to reject the null and find an effect. The analogy that I've used over and over again is the person who won the race ran fast enough. Now, if P is greater than 0.05, we're going to retain the null, and we have to consider the possibility that we might have a power problem. But here's how we decide. If P is greater than 0.05 and we retain the null, we next have to look at the effect size. If that effect size is less than 0.1, smaller than what Cohen calls a small effect, then we're going to decide that retaining the null is probably not a power problem. We're going to decide that we probably got a non-significant effect because the effect is very small, or too small to care about, or too small to influence our theory or our practice. However, if P is greater than 0.05 and we retain the null, and the correlation or the effect size is greater than 0.1, it's at least a small effect, then we're going to decide that retaining that null is probably the result of a power problem. The effect is at least small. It's big enough that we would be interested in it if it were significant, but it's not significant. And so we're going to decide that it's not significant because we have a power problem. So if it's significant, we don't have a power problem. If it's not significant, we do have a power problem if it's a substantial effect, greater than 0.1. If we retain the null, it's not a power problem if the effect is smaller than 0.1.